This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump.
That's Susan Rice, former architect of domestic policy under Barack Obama, threatening, essentially, show trials for those deemed disloyal to the Democrat Party.
If these corporations think that the Democrats, when they come back in power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you've fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all, I think they've got another thing coming.
What's she referring to there? People fired? Yeah. Remember when Zuckerberg broomed all the Democrat Party operatives, the ex-Democrat FBI, out of Facebook, who were part of the censorship operations? Elon Musk did the same thing when he bought X. Who else is she referring to? The almost total corporate takeover of the Democrat Party, described by the Wall Street Journal back in September of 2024 in this article. Ford, Coors Light, and other brands retreat from Gay Rights Index. The Human Rights Campaign, which was run by Barack Obama's former deputy campaign manager, would give you a score. And if it wasn't sufficiently high enough, your stock would become unbuyable by all of the right hedge funds. But the devil was in the detail. In order to make them happy and get the high score, you had to ensconce Democrat Party bigwigs with big fat jobs inside of your business, and you had to turn over critical hiring and firing data to them. You also had to pledge to remake the culture in a fake way. Your marketing campaigns, your commercials, if you produce movies or streaming series, they had to be disrepresentative of the population, with overrepresentations of trans, bi, minorities, and every Democrat-approved theme imaginable. It was Pravda on steroids, driven by fear. You remember as soon as Donald Trump won, all of these companies from Caterpillar to Ford began dumping their DEI departments. Conservatives didn't really realize what they were looking at. These weren't people hired because they had something useful to say or do. They were hired because they were friends of the Democrat Party and Barack Obama to maintain their Human Rights Campaign Index scores, so their stock wouldn't get an artificial beatdown. It was a dictatorship. Now, understand, driving all of this, as the Wall Street Journal explains, was a fear of an SEC investigation, Justice Department investigation, for anyone who didn't dare to score high enough. Anybody watching the attempted suicide last year of Cracker Barrel understands. This is why the old white guy in the overalls had to come off their logo. it wasn't DEI compliant. Then came reports that nearly half of all LGBTQ characters in 2026 would disappear. Why? Because they were put there out of fear of the Democrat Party's minders, not a legitimate attempt to reflect what America looks like. With Trump in office, the fear had dissipated, and the rage on the left among Democrats grows. You could almost hear the tantrum in Susan Rice's voice. No one is terrified of us anymore.
They're going to be surprised. Democrats have had a belly full, and we're not going to play by the old set of rules when these guys are playing by a very different set of rules. We're going to play by the law.
Whatever. We'll get into that in a minute.
And so I think, you know, whether you're a law firm, whether you're a university, whether you're a media entity, whether you're a big corporation, whether you're big tech, you need to play a long game, not this short game that has been so detrimental. There will be an accountability agenda.
The Democrats have been promising to put all the key members of the Trump administration in prison, as they did all the key members of the last Trump administration, or at least the key group that put Trump in office. They're all felons. We've been through this before. What Rice is essentially saying here is, do you see the part where we almost put Trump in prison for 700 years on trumped up charges? Yeah, that could be you next, Mr. Corporate CEO. Trump wasn't having it. I've been waiting for weeks for someone on our side to notice that politician after politician, pundit after pundit is threatening to throw the bulk of the Trump administration in prison just because they don't like them, don't agree with them. We should be using this as Exhibit A to turn out our troops to vote in the midterms. But we're not. We're in outer space. We don't seem to have a real understanding of how dangerous these people are. You'd think we'd know by now. Well, Trump finally noticed and demanded Netflix fire her. Can you believe she's on the board of directors? She has absolutely no experience of any kind in entertainment or television. Or pay the consequences, he said to Netflix at a crucial moment for the streaming platform, which remains locked in a corporate battle with Paramount for Warner Brothers. In other words, because, you know, the Obamas sit on the board, too. A total Democrat takeover. As the Democrat-controlled television streaming industry looks to expand. But what specifically is Susan Rice referring to here?
You know, companies already are starting to hear they better preserve their documents. They better be ready for subpoenas. If they've done something wrong, they'll be held accountable. If they've done the right things, good for them. That also will be noted and remembered. But, this is not going to be an instance of forgive and forget.
What does this look like in practice? Mark Zuckerberg knows. Here's from his post-Trump election interview when he wasn't scared anymore with Joe Rogan.
Basically, these people from the Biden administration would call up our team and like scream at them and curse. It just got to this point where we were like, no, we're not gonna take down things that are true. That's ridiculous.
And what happened again, Zuck, when you said you weren't going to censor true things that are inconvenient for the Democrat Party?
We just said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then, like, all these different agencies and branches of government basically just, like, started investigating coming after our company. It was brutal.
Folks, if those are the old rules she says they're not going to play by anymore, what are the new rules like? Because let me remind you of what the Democrat Party's previous body of work looks like. 700 years in prison Trump was facing on what turned out to be trumped up charges. They literally feloniously tampered with the evidence. We know that now in the classified documents case. In fact, they had to admit it in court when they were caught rearranging the order of the classified documents, which, by the way, was critical because if a document was in a different order, it would have meant that Trump would have declassified it when he was in the White House. In other words, when he had the power to do so. The FBI swore in court under oath they had not changed the order of the documents. It turned out they had. They then admitted under oath that they had. In other words, that they'd committed a crime. Somehow they were never prosecuted. But folks, this is the level they're willing to go to, commit crimes themselves to fake the evidence. Let me give you another example. Never forget, Donald Trump was supposed to be in court on Election Day 2024 in Fulton County, being tried for his RICO-style conspiracy to overturn a lawful election with no election fraud, and that he had fraudulently attempted to replace electors he preferred to ones that were going to vote, you know, the true way, using the fake justification of voter fraud in Fulton County. Guess what we found in the raid 2 weeks ago? Voter fraud in Fulton County. In other words, the reason that they kept those voter records under wraps for 5 years, they're supposed to be available to the public, by the way, and they didn't let him go till after the statute of limitations had expired, was because Trump was actually trying to get to the bottom of an election that at least had fraud, just like he said. They fake the evidence, hide the crimes, then try you for whatever it is they're doing. And if that's the old system, what does the new one involve? Lynching you in your front yard after the activists burn your home down? Folks, never forget, before the case fell apart in Fulton County, they'd actually gotten multiple convictions of Team Trump. If you're an executive, you've got the best lawyers money could buy, they're looking at this objectively in a nonpartisan way, what are they going to tell a CEO? I hate to tell you, bud, but these people actually do, in their kangaroo courts, have an ability to put you in prison for doing nothing wrong. But we've never been here before where they're openly threatening anybody who disagrees with them or just wants to have a normal relationship with one political party with lawfare, with kangaroo courts. Folks, we've had weeks of Democrat Congress members threatening to try the entire Trump administration when they leave office. But what happened last week that had one removed from Obama, the hammer, the fist, making this very same threat? Because it became apparent Silicon Valley is relocating to Florida.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Last week was incredibly significant. Over the last couple of months, the pressure has been building. Either executives or campuses or entire companies have pulled up post and moved to Florida. Founders of companies like Netflix, ironically, WhatsApp, the payment system Stripe, Amazon, Apple. This is humiliating for Democrats on several levels. Number one, they're fleeing in terror from the regulatory state they've built in California. But this is obviously about something more than taxes. They've always paid the taxes. But you got to understand what our side is completely missing here, and it's huge. Think about the significance of Zuckerberg last week, of all times, letting it be known he's moving personally to Florida. What was going on last week with Zuckerberg? His latest show trial. If you watch TV like I do with the volume turned down and the closed captions on, you saw his eyes bugging out of his head as he was featured on the screen again and again and again in LA, in California State Court, being grilled on the stand like a common criminal for creating a product that's addictive. What company is not trying to create a product that's addictive? He was treated like a common criminal. Our side missed the significance entirely, assuming Zuck must be fleeing California because California's talking about a 5% one-time wealth tax. No, that's not why he's going. Taxes have always been high there and in Hawaii, where his other domicile is. Zuck is fleeing the California court systems, both state and federal. That was the significance. Everyone involved got it, of him announcing it last week. He's moving to Miami's exclusive Indian Creek Island. Know who else just bought a house there? Jeff Bezos. Why? Same reason. Oh, and then there's Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the Google co-founders, who are not exactly conservatives. They've been shifting their presence to Florida too, including buying in the area. Who else has bought the exclusive billionaire bunker of Indian Creek Island? Peter Thiel, venture capitalist, who's long had an established presence in the region. Jan Koum, WhatsApp co-founder. Yep, among the tech leaders moving to the area. Even Reed Hastings, the Netflix co-founder. Now, folks, clearly the tax structure has something to do with it. I don't deny that 100%. But folks, these guys hung out in California and Silicon Valley for a very long time with a very awful tax structure. Florida's tax structure ain't new, but its protection from malicious prosecution by the Democrats is. Because you never had to run to a place like Florida for that before. And as the billionaires move, well, so do the places their employees work. Apple recently expanded with a new Miami campus. Amazon signed a massive office lease in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood, and ServiceNow just committed to opening an office in West Palm Beach. Palantir, oh, by the way, that was a disaster last week too. Palantir fled California a long time ago, moved to Denver. They're a fruity company, so they still wanted to live somewhere a little, you know, fruity. But even they can't take it. They're going to Florida too. Following X, by the way, which announced on Tuesday it would move its headquarters to guess where? Yeah, Miami. This is a rough week for the Democrats. It was humiliating to lose the tech bros, Silicon Valley this way. Are they seriously planning on prosecuting all of these people? You bet. And folks, no matter what the political persuasions behind closed doors of these guys actually are, none of them and their attorneys missed the Democrats' vows, specifically the Joe Biden Department of Justice, to put Elon Musk in prison in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. They'd just gotten beaten by his attorneys because they're not as smart as those attorneys, and they didn't care. They announced, I'll never forget the editorial on this in the Wall Street Journal, that they were going to double down, use another legal strategy. Folks, who does that? In America, we're supposed to predicate prosecutions, investigations on evidence of a crime. You don't vow, having lost on one prosecution, to find new evidence of a crime and try to put him in prison again, unless you want to send a message to all of the tech bros, not to defy the Democrats. Well, all of these people got the message. It didn't hurt either that Citadel's Ken Griffin and real estate magnate Stephen Ross launched a $10 million campaign, they're both billionaires, to lure those CEOs and investors to South Florida with national ads, direct outreach, and a concierge program. Former Miami Mayor Francis Suarez called Palantir's move last week, though, a watershed moment and a tipping point for the city. But for you, for me, folks, this is what I've been warning for a very long time. These blue areas are only geographically American. Their legal systems are no longer recognizably American. These guys, whether they're liberal or not, and a lot of them are, can't function in those post-American blue territories anymore. Not in a legal sense. Not with a dictatorial Democrat Party breathing down their throats. You know how we talk about secession a lot? national divorce, breaking up of the country, this is the beginning of it. It's not a partisan statement. It's a survival statement. And Susan Rice doubling down with dictatorship or threats of it, it's only going to speed it up. Because what did they learn watching Trump facing 700 years in prison? Dude was the president of the United States of America. What do we read this weekend in the Washington Post? He's a billionaire like them. And he got debanked by JP Morgan Chase. They learned the lesson fast. If they can do this to him, what can they do to me? And they're moving to the safest place left in America.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com. And an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.